Amy Johnson.
Thank you, Charles. Good morning, Joelle.
Hey.
Can you talk a little bit about how important it is from your perspective for Caden Primo to get right back in the net tonight and kind of get things going again?
Yeah, I mean, we gotta play kid in a bit there. I mean, he's got a good attitude. He's a hard worker. He's a professional. So, I mean, the situation the last 2 weeks is like he didn't play much because of we didn't have game and Charlie came to play, which Charlie deserved. But now we're in a situation where we have some games. We don't have too many back to back. So you know, we got to turn Caden loose somehow, some way. We got to keep working with him like we do with the young guy. I've just spoke about it, about getting some rhythm from some of the young guys that haven't played in almost a year, and for Teasdale it's almost 2 years. Like, I got to work with them in games. You know, I got to put them in situation. And with Caden, it's the same thing. I have to see them. Demchenko and McNiven have been great. They will have a chance to play, obviously, at time. And McNiven did very well in his game. Like, but now Caden needs some mileage. You know, we all remember how we finished last year. There was a plan with that. Didn't get to go all the way with my plan. Like everybody else in life, we got kind of put on pause. But now you're right. It's important for Caden to be back, and let's see what we do on Friday. But we need to give the guy some game under him. After tonight, we have 26 games.
Yeah, it's a busy month. On Monday night, you had said that you felt within even a minute of opening faceoff that it was going to be a tough night for your team. What do you think they need to do to come out of the gate firing on all cylinders tonight?
Amy, it was a really different situation, and I'm not giving excuse to the player, but you know, we didn't play one game on the road. We had to travel game day, our schedule at the Bell Center, so they were out of their element. Athletes are stuck with routine. They're stuck with like preparation. That's very important. We're not like in the good old days where a guy puts Flexol and they go play. We're in a different ball game right now, so it was really disturbance for the guy. That's not an excuse, and we say it's going to happen again. So how are we going to manage it differently from a personal standpoint from the player? Our preparation didn't change, but their preparation changed in some way, and we have to respect that. We were a little flat in some way. Our execution wasn't there. Like I said, for the goalie, it was different angle. First time he played in the building. So you got to put that in consideration. That being said, Amit, it wasn't the worst game I've ever coached a team. Like, we weren't that disorganized.
No.
I think they had one scoring chances more than we did, to be honest. So it's not like we were dominated and we didn't belong on the ice. But our standard is high, all of us. And we were used to really strong performance the first 8 games. That wasn't quite as strong. Now let's see how we bounce back. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, it's going to be a challenging week. I'm shuffling the card again tonight. We have 5 games in the 8 night with travels. The guys will have to learn to manage. We have 5 rookies in the lineup up front tonight. We got a few in the back end. So it's a lot for a lot of the guys. Belleville is a good team. They're experienced, they're older, they're fast. So we have to match that kind of intensity. So it's going to be a great test for our guys to see which kind of character they got and how they can manage the game. I'm in a process right now of teaching. So this is something that will be fun to look at tonight, because we had a better preparation somehow for the game because of the reality. So we'll see. We'll turn him loose the next few days, but I'm telling you, it's gonna be a hard week.
Absolutely. Just quickly, one last question. You have between Guillaume Brisebois on loan from Vancouver and the two guys who were signed to tryout contracts. Are they with the team yet? And will
No,
if so,
they're
no,
quarantined
they're
right now.
quarantining. Okay.
Yeah, they won't. The Pomerleau and Amorosa won't be available for a while, until the trip, or maybe the Monday game after Valley. Brisebois, we hope, can be good for the Sunday game. That being said, it was part of the plan. We're still on hold for Gus every day. He's leaving after the game tonight. Yeah,
Okay.
it's important for us as an organization to respect, you know, Olofsson's situation with his wife being pregnant, and it's like there's no help from family, as you know. It's not like the good old days when your
Yeah.
family would come help out. We're in COVID. There's quarantine. He's from the States. It'll be 2 weeks, so he needs to be with his wife, and we respect that a lot. So that was planned from months ago, and then we'll let it be. So we'll have other guys that can play, and this is going to be our reality. till the end of the year.
Perfect. Thank you, Joel. Bon match.
Thank you, Amy. Et la dernière question, the last question, will go to Grant McCagg. Grant, you're up.
Last but not least, hey, Charles. Thanks a lot. I was just curious, apologies for not knowing the answer to this question already, but, you know, kids like Verbeek and Howell haven't been able to get any playing time yet. Is there no option to send these guys to the ECHL for even a few games? I'm not aware.
If they would go, they would have to quarantine there, and they would have to quarantine 2 weeks if they come back.
Oh,
so it makes no sense, and that's why we have so many players. Like I just did like practice. I think we had 7 extras on the ice, 8 maybe the goalie. That's like a lot. Like we all know our situation, and we're adding 3 more next week. But we need numbers. Things can go quick. There's no injury here right now, no injury with the Habs, and knock on wood, but we all know when those starts hitting. 92 players in 2 years, we coach 92 players, and not even 2 full years in a year and 3/4 with COVID. So we have to have bodies. And like I said, it's hard for them. They've been great. They have a great attitude. You know, even I'm rotating veteran in and out of the lineup to get some of the young guys some games. We have 26 game after tonight. So I'm not saying they're not deserving it. It's just that we have to make decision, and then we got to give some game and some rhythm to some of the young guys and some veteran that could be option from Montreal Canadiens. So, you know, we'll see how it goes for the rest of the month.
Just quickly, let me know who's not playing tonight that was in last game.
Yeah, we're getting Lucchini and Pezzetta out. That has nothing to do. Their attitude of their play as much as we're going to put Mysak and Arsene in the lineup tonight.
Okay.
We're going back with Caden.
With so many games in a tight schedule coming up here, is it possible that we do see Howell and
everything's possible. I've talked to them again, like I said, and I told them to be ready. You know, and even the young Illis, it's been only one game, you know.
Yeah.
The reality is what it is. And a lot of time, it's not against a player, to be honest. And it goes back to a discussion we had a couple of days ago. A lot of time, we cannot talk about our whole plan. As much as I'm trying to be always honest with you guys, and I'm always am, and when I cannot answer a question, you know, I'll tell you I cannot answer. So that's why I don't want to get too deep on why this guy, why not this guy, who's this guy. Like, it's just the reality I got to manage. And like I said, this is the hardest. The coach, the hours, nothing bothers me. But, like, it's just the tell a player is not playing in a short season like this when they're working so hard. And even sometime after great games, 5-1 win, and then I change the lineup, 4 guys in, 4 guys out. Like, it's a little unusual. That's what COVID is all about. And the guys have been great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Merci, Joel. Et merci à tous. Bonne journée et bon match.